So can you kind of talk to me about the process of when you were alerted about it and what happened after that?
Yeah. Mr. Page and Mr. Smith were alerted by one of our custodians last night. There was something on the desk that they felt somebody needed to see just to be safe. They took a look. They agreed. They let me know. We sat down Mr. Page's office and after we all took a look and agreed that it's alarming enough in today's world that let's get the sheriff's office opinion on it. And so we called them. We called Officer Maxey first and is our contact, and she made her calls, and then they sent some people around to investigate a few people that were in the last class of that last period of that classroom, and they eventually got to a person that admitted writing it. Neither the sheriff's office didn't feel there was any type of direct threat. We didn't feel that way either initially, but we wanted their opinion. They're the experts. That's their line of work, not ours. And there wasn't. I mean, there as far as direct threat to an individual that we saw or in writing or anything to the school. But still, there was some, there's stuff alarming enough that we...
How do you differentiate between a direct threat and just sort of a general threat or something that concerns you?
Yeah, that's a good question. There was nothing... I don't know that we're... I think any type of language that is pertaining to those types of things, I think as educators... we have a responsibility to make sure the people in the correct fields deal with, investigate that, which is our law enforcement, and for them to make that call. So, we had the opinion or as an administrative team that, probably somebody writing some things down on a desk for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It didn't, there was nothing that was any threatening towards, there was no names into it, no schools, and nothing named specifically, or no one or no person or no group that we could see it named specifically at all. But we need law enforcement we need them to make that call.
Yeah.
They deal with that on a daily basis and we don't. So, we felt a lot better last night when they did get one of the, students to admit writing it. And two, that they felt there was no threat or harm, no threat or risks to the school any more so than what there would be any other day.
You said a custodian found it, so I'm assuming some kids probably saw it. How important is it for kids to, if they see something that's even remotely suspicious like that, to contact even a teacher or someone? They don't necessarily have to come to you, but someone.
Absolutely. It's important for whether it be a student, we're really proud of the way our custodial staff handled it. And just, and reporting that and letting us know that, hey, somebody may want to take a look at this. Really important for students, teachers, anybody, parents, anything you see anymore that or hear that you think maybe just draws some type of red flag, just to let somebody know. Let the proper people investigate. Just like when it got to us, it's our job to make sure that the sheriff's office is alerted and allowed to investigate. But nobody can act until that stuff is happening. And you see these the situation, whether it be in Florida or other situations that have happened, that hindsight, you always go back and you see that there was different little. It seemed huge at the time, or after the fact, as far as red flags, but at the time probably weren't seen as a big sink. And just let somebody know so somebody can deal with it.
Are you guys going to do anything different throughout the day, or is it just the increased police presence in the morning? And how important do you think that was, that that was really the first thing the students saw when they walked in?
Yeah, there's not going to be anything too different throughout the day. I mean, Officer Max will be here all day. There won't be an increased police presence throughout the school all day. As I mentioned, both the sheriff's office and us feel that there's no greater risk from this situation today than there was any other day. So even with that, we still want our students and our parents to feel comfortable and come to school. We want that. I mean, we'll have extra. We're gonna have extra security here tonight for our music concert. The sheriff's office is gonna send send some extra security here. And not because we have any concerns, but just, again, just for a comfort level for our people that are going to be here and our students.
The kids didn't seem particularly bothered by mm-hmm. it. Do you think it's because they've sort of grown up with things like this, or do you think they just don't think it can happen here?
I can't speak for the kids. I would agree with that assessment. I was out front with the circle drive and where we also have kids coming in. And, you know, I felt the same way. I don't think it's a situation where they don't think it can happen. I think our kids have grown up with it, unfortunately. You know, way different than I never once thought about that going to school. Unfortunately, I think our kids see it way too often, you know, and then through news media, I mean, just it's happening way too often. It should never happen. And I think our kids have, I don't want to say grown accustomed to it, but they've grown up with it. And, you know, I hope that our kids have a trust and that we are doing everything we possibly can to make it as safe of an environment as possible here at school. I hope there's a trust factor there, and that's maybe part of their part of their comfort level, I hope. If not, we are certainly striving for that every day. It's one of the reasons we sent, you know, the letter out last night is we wanted to, you know, we weren't concerned we were going to have school today. My own two kids are here today. But we also want our parents to be in the loop and what's going on. We wanted them to hear from us, not from somebody else. And we want our students to hear that our students got the same letter. And so we want them to hear it from us, not from somebody else. So, you know, we hope that brings a little bit of a comfort that, you know, we're here. I'm standing out front.
Yeah.
you know, with, you know, we want our kids to be comfortable. I mean, that's our kids should feel safe, not just in this situation, but from any situation every day they come to school. And there's no such thing as zero risk in our, you know, every morning when we all wake up and put our 2 feet on the ground that we take a risk, you know, just that's life. But unfortunately there's greater risk probably now in life than there used to be. And it's sad. And I think, you know, I'm not going to get into the political side of it, but I don't know what the right answer is, but I think it's time to act. I think we all need to act and this needs to change. And so, we all need to do our part and making sure that you know, we're doing everything we can to keep kids and our staff safe. You know, I want our staff to feel the same way. And our staff, you know, had some questions this morning, and rightfully so, just to make sure, you know, they want to be safe too, and we want them to feel safe here. So it's sad. It really makes me sad that we're all dealing with this. And I mean everybody in society across our nation. And like I said, I don't know that anybody has the exact right answer right now, but I do think it's time. I think it's neat that whether you agree or disagree with what the Parkland students are saying down in Florida, that's not the point. The point is it's time for all of us to, it's time for everybody to act and address this problem head on.